You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 107. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, welcome to today's podcast where we are talking about the power of pause.
Wait for it. I was kind of just helping you pause for a sec there, Jen.
I love it. Okay, so Kara, take it away. Let's talk a little bit about the power of pause.
So, you know, you probably heard this. Well, it's not just pausing. It's about you got to think about what you're thinking to create the power of the pause. So you heard this a gazillion different times in a gazillion different ways. You know, what your thoughts, obviously, create your feelings, create your actions, create your results. You heard us say this a bunch of times before. But what it is it's thinking about what you're thinking about. So you need to be aware of what you're thinking about. And if you can think about expecting amazing things, if you can think about creating extraordinary results, obviously you need to have actions that back that up. But it's more likely that the things in your life are going to turn out positive. If you're sitting here and thinking gloom and doom and train wreck, you might as well say, hello, where the hell's the derailment? Because it'll show up.
All aboard.
I feel like we have a crazy train theme.
But it's interesting because so many clients will often say, oh my God, this happened and I totally got tweaked and I had this huge reaction. And then they feel bad about their reaction. They maybe flew off the handle. They maybe said things they didn't want to say. They were maybe inappropriate. Or maybe they just like flipped their lid. And so often the power of pause is how do we help our clients actually have that moment to decide, do they want to react or do they want to respond?
And I think that's the key. Right. And it makes me think of that Viktor Frankl quote, right? Viktor Frankl wrote this book, A Man's Search for Meaning. Great book if you haven't read it.
Tweaks us or it doesn't tweak us.
And it's funny because it's only the stimulus if you're triggered. It's only the stimulus if you're stimulated.
About chicka wow wow.
But true though, right? Because something that might trigger you might not trigger me. So the stimulus is only a stimulus if it's the trigger or the stimulus for the person that you're coaching or for you.
Right. And it's true. So the thought that we have about what just happened is going to determine whether we're tweaked, whether we react, whether we respond, or whether we're actually indifferent.
Right. All of those things can happen.
And part of the power of coaching is helping our clients when they are triggered to have that power of pause to be able to determine what it is that they want to do.
Yeah, and I think that so many times what happens is that there's something happens then and bam, there's a reaction. And then people get annoyed at their reaction because there was that bam. There's the reaction.
I like that there's like a little echo. Can you hear that echo?
No.
Do it again.
Bam.
There's a reaction. So it's funny. So Kara, share a little bit about your eye of the hurricane.
Yeah. So if you, when, as we're coaching, what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're helping somebody get to that place where there's not that boom reaction. We want them to find almost the quiet. And it makes me think of a hurricane because if you think about hurricanes, in the eye of the hurricane is what? It's calm. It's quiet. Not that I've ever been there and I don't want to be there, but when you think about that, it's the most quiet, calm place. And that's the place that allows people to get clarity. It's the place that where you can find the calm in the chaos. And so often we're so used to the stimulus and then immediately the response that we don't really look for that power of pause. I would say this concept changed my life because I can go from zero to Jersey in like 0.2 seconds. And this allows me to just call my own timeouts.
I love it. So how'd you crack that code?
Awareness. Like you got to know that it's happening because like I said, I could my immediate reaction to a negative kind of thing is I get pissed and it's whose ass do I need to kick or something along those lines. But knowing that, like you have the awareness that that's what you do. So if you don't have the awareness of that's what you do, you can't change what you do. You have to know what's going to happen for you to be able to take that step back, kind of hit that pause button, say, huh, what is it that I really want to do? It makes me think, Jen, of that email, right? If you're thinking about an email, right, sometimes you send an email and then you're like, oh, shit. You know, I just sent that email. It's like, oh, crap, what did I do? Because you just automatically, you get an email, you respond back, and it's, oh, shit, what did I do? But what we want to happen, right, then maybe the next time, you know, you get this email and it triggers you and you're typing it and you're going, huh, what am I doing? Right? So you're asking yourself then at this point, what am I doing? Then you're able to take a little bit of that breather. And then the next time you get triggered by whatever email perhaps comes in, it's taking a look at the email and then going, huh, what do I want to do? So you go from the, oh, shit, what am I doing? What did I do? To, all right, what am I doing? To, what do I really want to do here?
And that's what I always say are sort of the three levels of consciousness. And being able to find yourself and where are you of those three? After the fact, in the middle, or before you react or respond. And helping our clients be able to see where they are and how do we create more space between the situation and their reaction to it so it truly can be a response and coming from a place. It doesn't mean that you don't get triggered and it doesn't mean that you don't maybe get pissed or be angry or be irritated, but it's what do you want to do in that moment? And it's a deeper understanding of what is the trigger, because as Karen mentioned, that two people can experience the exact same situation and one person could get tweaked and the other person not at all. So it's about being able to give our clients that power of pause.
But you know, it's funny, Jen, we could experience the same thing and we could have a different response or reaction. So let's just think, right? So let's just say that we're going to do a program and it's the morning and you're making your coffee. Well, okay, let's rewind that because I make your coffee for you every day.
Which I so appreciate, by the way.
I'm glad, honey, and I like doing it. But let's just say you had on these really, you know, those really cool off-white pants that you have. Mm-hmm. And you're, okay, great, you spill coffee on these pants. And it's like, shit, seriously? But then it's like, oh, you let it go, you go upstairs, and you've probably had four other outfits on by that time anyway. But you go upstairs and you change those pants, right? And you don't even think about it again. Now, let's just say we're in the car, right? And you spill the coffee on your pants in the car, right? You're spilling the same coffee. It's in two different circumstances. At one point, right, you're at home, so you're able to let it go. But now you're in the car. We're on our way to something. You had this big stain on your pants. You're going to hang on to it longer. So even the circumstances around different things that happen for ourselves, it's about knowing that we get triggered for different things at different times.
Yeah, I totally agree. So for the coaches, it's about helping your client understand what is the true trigger, because it's not the situation, but it's our thought about the situation that's then creating the trigger.
Right, because if you think about it, nothing has meaning but the meaning we give it.
Perfect ending. Love
it. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.